Hey everybody, this is David here with a very special announcement before the episode begins. We were finally able to save enough money to get a Facebook fan page. It's very exciting. I'm sure you guys are all very excited. So, if you want to like it, just search Adventures in Pathfinding on Facebook, and the one that is titled Adventures in Pathfinding should be ours. Thanks.
Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
We're live!
Right. Everybody else out.
Hey everybody, we're back!
It's been a long time. How's it going, everybody?
Hey.
See you again.
Oh man, this March has been crazy, huh, guys?
It's been like so nice out.
That St. Patty's Day parade.
Yeah.
That?
Oh, could
wow.
You?
Green beer.
I'm
what
still
can I say?
Drunk. I'm still drunk.
Yeah. The Taliban got their stuff together again and did another terrorist attack. What if I'm right? That'd be nuts.
You're not.
If that happens, you were so getting in trouble.
Yeah, okay. They're gonna hear that.
You already said Taliban. So we're now on that NSA watch list. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So expect a higher download rate.
Oh, awesome!
All right.
Yes.
We have some new fans.
Special guest next week: Osama bin Laden. I mean, my friend.
Zombie bin Laden.
Oh, he's Irish. Zombie. Osama. It's Irish.
All right, so
anyway,
quick recap. You guys found the Masker site. You went through it, found some jewels.
Jewels.
Yes. Heimlich went walking off into the wilderness.
Are you?
Apparent reason.
I should be under the snow.
Heimlich was then knocked unconscious by a spiked log trap, which was pretty fun. For me, and
yeah, I think also the for the listeners, I received notes from Dustin.
Oh yeah, I should probably say that. Heimlich has been getting notes about things he has been seeing and hearing.
Yeah, I get visions from Desna, and so that's why sometimes I do things that seem really.
Yeah, we're not very good at this podcast thing.
Well, it's hard to what am I supposed to do? Like read the note into the
right.
You know,
and I don't want to make everyone leave. Yeah, every single time.
Yeah. So
although it'd be funny to see you guys all just pile into the bathroom.
Can you do like new nerd poker? They could say their notes were being passed.
Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Yeah, we can do that.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
Edit
the humming.
Like when
this is
going to
be
Ryan
a point where we're going to be sitting in different rooms.
Took control of that
thing,
and the DM will have the master switch for everybody what they can hear and not hear.
And they had to sit down with them.
I would fuck with you guys so bad.
We're Jack the Grace World. Come in, Grace World.
So, you guys came across a path with a treasure box in the center. That's when Heimlich got.
We found it. We found that path.
Yeah, the path was found.
We are the Pathfinders.
You continued down that path to a snow covered gully where Jiro was suddenly snapped underneath the snow. And at that point, I believe. Zerash dug into the snow trying to find him and struck something that screamed and saw a foot get dragged further away. I guess and then everyone was supposed to roll initiative.
Oh yeah.
So
ooh, that's a good one.
Jiro, you get two as well.
Oh.
I got a 15.
15?
Right.
Zerash. What's your dex modifier?
I use
it.
I used the one
I didn't
roll
before
break, so yeah, I don't think he rolled on all of them.
I had a 20.
What was your dex modifier was 2, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was...
Oh, that's fine.
Not listening to you.
Hey, you can't listen all the time.
Negative XP for you.
Sorry, Jiro, what is your roll?
And all the Jiro XP goes to everybody else.
Heimlich?
20.
Heimlich. Dang. Willem?
Heimlich.
What?
8.
I don't know what that means.
8.
18. 8.
That's a number.
I thought it was 8. 8.
What is it?
8. What?
8.
So I don't know.
The number?
Now?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Leech? You mean like the leech speak?
How old are you anyway? 20.
Hazel?
I'm 25.
20? Dex modifier?
Yeah, 25.
14.
2.
Mine's 3.
So, alright, he goes first then.
Rush, don't
Neat.
Do it. That's where all snow is.
Alright, so I think this is the second time now. Azel, you get to go first.
I'm just gonna stand guard.
Keep delay.
Gun ready.
Would you like to like delay your turn?
Yeah, I'll just delay my turn. That way if anything pops
like,
up,
I'll just pop
up,
I'm gonna shoot it.
If anything
my...
just yeah, comes popping up, I'm shooting.
Anything at all. I gotta make sure here.
Oh god.
Yeah, we're gonna
okay,
go with
that. All right. Oh god, here we go.
I mean, I know exactly where those two could pop out of,
right,
so,
right.
I mean, anything here
okay.
Is getting...
Right.
Just boom.
I'll trust your eye and reflexes. I play Virtual Cop. okay, so
play it like
you're
in
player action.
Yeah.
Heimlich?
Okay, so right. This is my question. Since I'm from the north, I kind of and I have that monster lore thing...
Mm-hmm.
Could I roll to see if I have any idea what this is? Now, granted, I could roll something and you could just tell me something that it's not because I just think that it is that.
Mm-hmm.
Could I make a roll for that?
You can make a roll to see if what you think it is.
Okay.
Sure. It's gonna be high, of course. So you actually haven't caught sight of this.
Sandworms. I knew it.
18.
The spice.
18.
There
spice
is
life.
Well, that's about a game.
What'd you roll, sorry?
18.
Okay. Without getting too obvious here, you know it's not native.
Okay.
It's,
like, the metagamer in me kind of thinks it's something, but if it is that, we're dead anyway, so...
I doubt it's that.
I doubt it's what I'm thinking.
This thing, is very killable.
There's like
unless
two,
you're Giro.
There's two different things.
Yeah,
but I'm not real sure what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, you just know it's not native, but yeah, without having a clear sight of it, because I will tell you guys, meta DMing, that the stealth check for that thing was really fucking high. So,
okay,
so
all right, I will. Well, after I can still do a movement.
Yeah,
right?
You still move.
I'll still in stealth try to get a little bit closer.
Only at a 9.
Plus the bonuses to the.
He does. It is snowy. It's hard to see.
Then I'm dressed all in white.
Because of the snow.
I thought I did too. Don't you feel like a badass when you're all dressed in snow?
Alright, Zarash.
Me, I had a 15.
Yep.
What about all the people
that's,
with a 20?
We
just went.
No, that was,
yeah,
that was it.
Alright, so what is my circumstance right now?
Well, you're probing, apparently.
I said I was digging in.
Close than the ammo. Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm not sure if I'm like
when
down
you were digging,
a hole or what.
No, you were digging like, what I got was that you were digging in front of you, mm-hmm. just digging the space, and you just happened to catch... Whatever it was you were obviously looking for Jiro, whatever it was that grabbed him, you stuck like a pig. You know, you happened to contact it and it took off.
Okay.
So, you know that from what you can tell, and obviously you guys don't know this, but it seemed it went like it ran this way.
So does it look like there's like a tunnel under here then, or what?
Yeah, it looks like you can definitely tell where it went down, but like I said, the snow here isn't like...
It's just like a big snow drift. Right?
Yeah, it's a snow drift. So it's not packing together, so it's really hard
it's
to get a trail. Yeah, it's really hard to get a trail because it's underneath the snow. But you can tell that it obviously went away from you this way.
All right, I will get...
You guys, this is a tree. All this green stuff's a tree. This is dense trees. You can tell that it's very obviously a tree.
Do a nature check to see if I know what this is.
Yeah.
Like a free action type thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I have a doubt.
Ah, 12. Yeah, you can't tell. The only thing you could really make out is that this thing is obviously in its favored territory. Okay, so with that, we go to...
I don't get to do anything?
I guess you get to move.
I mean, I would think I still get an action and all that fun stuff, too.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so, because...
I was just kind of looking, or thinking. Unless I'm not that stupid where thinking takes a standard action.
Well, to be honest, with everybody kind of out of character-ish, I really just want to throw a Alchemist Fire in the middle of the snow right now.
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have to stand up first?
I don't know. Am I laying on the ground? I guess I don't know what.
No, you were standing up. I don't know when you went prone.
I thought, yeah, okay. I'm going to throw it. Here.
Okay.
So, aiming at the ground. I don't know. Do I have to throw like a tin or something, don't I?
Yeah.
It's like a touch. I'm measuring that.
Well, I shorted it.
Okay.
Well, actually...
Well, you have your dex to it.
The 7 is still short. Oh, and plus my attack bonus?
Yeah.
8.
Well...
Still short.
We treat it still like an alchemist throwing their bomb. Roll a d8.
7.
We're aiming here, right?
Yep. So right there.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you hit here.
Okay. So what I got, these 6 of this stuff way over there.
Okay, so which squares would it hit again? Sorry, Joey.
Just that, and like that's...
Okay. You hear like another...
Christ.
Let me see here. How are we gonna
never
do this?
Heal a North man.
Mm-hmm. It's 1d6 of flame damage.
Right, I'm trying to think of how it would affect Jiro.
It would probably burn him.
That's
he
what I'm
would
thinking,
have
but
to...
I'm trying to think of like how to do this like as random as far as possible.
What might burn him, but the snow might offset it a little bit.
Well, regardless, okay, I mean, I'll tell you right now, you guys are both getting hit, but we'll see see who... I shouldn't say you're both getting hit. Yeah, he as he throws that, he burns off the like the outer layer of snow, and like you hear like another loud like screech, and you're like on the bottom of this serpent dragon looking thing, maybe 8 feet long. It's like pins you to the ground, and it's screaming as it's being lit on fire, and you're beneath it. So yeah, you definitely unlucky. Yeah,
the landworm fucking ate.
So
sandworm
we'll
wasn't
use...
that far off.
No.
I was thinking of a windworm.
So, yeah. Let's make it to where you were.
Wait, Eric has to have a linworm mini.
There you go.
I have a Ramirez mini, which is what I was thinking was. Ramirez is like a giant snow worm.
Mexican? Oh.
Sorry. I think it's a little
sorry, our 1-0 Mexican listeners.
I don't know those races. Ramirez is a Mexican sounding name.
That's very true. Whoa! Okay.
Wait, do you have a fire?
Like
where's
a
your fire mini?
So
you can show him he's on fire.
Yeah, give me some.
Do you have an alchemist
fire
mini transparency?
Here's a big fire elemental. Eat that.
Ah! Wow. So this whole area is on fire.
I got smaller flames. If you want to use those, yeah, that's probably better.
In the snow, on fire.
Fire.
Don't see this shit. Right?
Fire.
It's true.
You guys see this shit in what?
Okay, so that was the...
Sorry, Jiro.
No, Jiro is actually unscathed. I gave him... Luckily, I rolled high.
So I can see this worm?
Yeah, everyone can see this worm, so you are immediately shooting, right?
Yeah, but what's the distance on that? What's the square?
I think it depends on the gun.
Yeah.
But, you had a two-handed blunderbuss or whatever?
Yeah. What's the...
Yeah, where is...
Well, each square is how far?
5 feet.
So where's he at, exactly?
Well, it was right here.
So it was at the square that he was aiming at?
No, sorry. It's just the fire with being... I guess the fire didn't really... It was there, but...
It was just there for visual.
Yeah, okay. So...
What's
hit
the
him? Distance? Yeah, and I wouldn't say the fire keeps... No, but the snow is gone, and there's a just very
nice
spiral flash.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
It doesn't last long.
Yeah.
Well, it says, like, every... It says every round you're supposed to make.
Okay.
I guess at the very least, I'd say that this tree is, like, is calling
fire. But, yeah, I mean, there's snow everywhere, so it'd probably grow up.
Am I able to move before firing?
No, because you did immediate action. It's basically as soon as you saw this thing, you're shooting.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a tree in your way.
There's a tree in
your way. And you will be at a minus because of the snow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tree of full cover to him. I guess we don't know what the tree looks like.
Where is he?
Right here.
Right there, and there's that tree right there.
Yeah, I guess technically you wouldn't.
I would have.
Only have
I might see something,
see
but I can't get a shot.
Right, so yeah, I guess we'll just hold off again.
All right. Zeresh.
Zeresh went.
Burning.
So now it goes to Willem.
I wish I got some better attack spells.
Or any.
I got shocking grasp.
Oh, that's a good one. That does
I have to grab it.
Yeah.
Charge. Can't you mage hand yourself over there?
Awesome.
Like surf
you
on it?
Slap
like,
it.
Like,
can mage hand
well,
slap it?
I was thinking mage hand you, like Goku flying a cloud.
I guess I can use my hand of apprentice.
You put a ring on your mage hand.
Well, doesn't Universal Mage have some kind of ability
they
where
have a hand
you
of apprentice.
Cast any spell off of their...
They substitute.
You're not happy about casting this,
that's
right?
The arcane bound item.
You're just like, God damn it.
Fuck.
All right. I mean, that's what he has.
That's
the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
This one causes my melee weapon to fly out of my grip and strike a foe before instantly returning to me.
That's good.
Standard action, make a single attack as a melee weapon at a range of 30 feet. Treat it as a ranged attack with a thrown weapon, except that you add your intelligence modifier. So your dex.
Cool.
Damage still relies on strength.
That's cool.
Okay, so I'm basically doing an attack.
Basically, those guys who fought in the my campaign are based off of that.
So I'm kind of like throwing my staff out
the,
to
tiger.
To whack it.
Yeah,
let's see you whack it. Wow.
Oh, probably not. 7 plus intelligence
hey,
plus
like
3, 10.
There, so. That's a miss.
No, so like, and it comes back in my hand. Damn
right.
You.
Your ass is impressed that you can make a staff act like a boomerang. What the fuck? What are these guys? These guys got a chain.
This thing, as you're prone, it's like screaming that's on fire, but it locks onto your eyes for a second and it breathes into you. Like this like green mist, gross cloud comes out. You just happen to like hold your breath in time and you don't seem to breathe any in, so you seem okay.
Thank God.
This thing?
And then from here, it is going to move again.
Is it got him grappled?
Yes. I guess since you're uncovered now, go ahead and try to get out of the grapple. Sorry, I should have done that first.
A 13. So I'm sure CMD is way higher.
Probably.
Yeah.
Grappling thing.
Yeah, you try to struggle free, but it isn't able to. You weren't able to get free.
Jiro!
Okay, while it has you, it has you in its mouth, like it's got you by like the torso, kind of. It weirdly enough, it's gonna like. You guys see it just like kind of come out of the ground, I guess, except for unfortunately, Azel, and it like starts climbing this tree right here. Like, just starts, like, scurrying up with its two arms.
Yeah.
And, it gets about 5 feet off the ground.
Okay, so what does this thing look like? It's got arms, and it's got...
It looks like a Chinese dragon without back legs. It's slithering along the ground, but it's got two forearms.
Would my guy immediately know this is a lindworm?
No.
Because, you know, they're, like, all over the place. And the one king has, like, a live one.
Right. It's not a lindworm.
Sure the hell sounds like one.
You haven't been home in a long time.
Well, I'm gonna be assuming it is one, so I'm gonna go ape shit.
Okay.
That's not my turn.
Right.
So I'm on the verge of ape shit.
So whose turn is it?
It goes back to now it's Jiro's turn.
I thought he tried to get out.
Yeah, that was he gets that anyway.
Oh.
That would be on my turn.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, then I guess, I'll make sure to do that next time. But, regardless, it is your turn, then.
All right.
Attempt to escape.
Okay.
16. Probably still not good enough.
Yeah, he's probably in another 20, I would assume.
Yeah, it's close, but yeah, he's still got you.
So he's climbing the tree. is it that tree on fire that he's climbing up?
No,
the fire went out.
Yeah.
Because of the stupid
snow. The snow is like 4 feet up it, kind of. So it's like the base of it was well below ground. So now we go back up to the top to Hazel. Gazelle. I'm never going to get that right. It's the shortest name.
It's like Gazelle.
So now it's Gazelle. The movement is
like Hazel about the H.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's two squares for one square, basically.
Yeah.
10 feet for one square.
Yeah, so you can I think that's it. I don't really know what human movement speed is.
30.
So one more. And he's in which tree? That tree.
Yep.
He's roughly
5 feet off the snow.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Five feet off the snow. Any clear visible shots?
Yeah, you can take a shot. You will be at a minus, but mostly because of the Chiro.
It's buckshot, it's all good. A couple strays will be alright.
Someone gets lit on fire at some point.
Oh, that's gonna hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
What is the crit thing for your...
Oh, I have to roll a 19 or 20.
Oh, close.
Two. I know. I'm assuming this is a larger creature.
No, it's just a medium.
Medium?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been also a large creature.
One.
I was hoping for three.
So five damage.
Wow. Yeah, it screeches out.
You get three attacks on that damage?
Huh? 3d6.
No, 3d6. Well, shit on me. Not really.
All right.
Anything past 15 feet, though,
yeah,
damage starts dropping.
The dragon thing's
really
like,
fast.
Shit on you.
How high up is the creature?
He's about 5 feet off the snow.
Well, okay, so like if I move to here, would I be able to hit him?
Maybe I should have went with a rifle.
Okay, I go, foul beast, you have been condemned by Desna, and therefore you shall be judged!
I roll my eye.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
too.
Sure I didn't hear that after the boom.
I facepalm, actually.
And
it says something in a language you can't understand, but it's got meat in its mouth. So it's like,
oh, that's fine, but I cast judgment on it, and I get a +1 to my attack rolls.
Awesome.
And I shoot my...
Kind of cool.
9.
Only judgment.
12.
I should probably change my fucking stuff. That is a miss.
God damn it, Desna!
What have you forsaken me?
Yeah.
Why hast thou?
And I have to look up. I think maybe everybody gets it, or.
Your judgment?
I don't think so. I think only I get it.
There are some judgments that affect your party members, though. Alright, so
yeah,
we go to Willem.
I'm
an Inquisitor, that's my job.
Okay. I guess I'll do what I did before. Well, another one of these hands of print.
Yeah, smack him with the quarterstaff.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see it.
Where am I?
I think you need to move.
Yeah, I keep mistaking buddies. Like, I see Eric's.
Do I
need obvious?
I can't move that far.
Yeah, since each one is 20, or 10.
Each one is 10 feet. You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so
well, if you just move.
Well,
here.
It's not 10 feet. It's just the snow.
It's just rough terrain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it counts as 10 feet.
One square is 2 squares. Yeah.
So yeah, that's close enough, right?
Yeah, it sure
like 3 squares.
Yeah. Eight quarter staff. 19.
Well, that's a hit.
Okay, 6 plus 4. Masterwork doesn't add to damage, does it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. 6. Plus, 4, so 10.
Damn!
Okay, yeah, you hear it screech in, like, a definitely a little different than before, as it seems to let loose, Jiro out of its mouth as it's falling with him.
Falling damage.
Yeah.
5 feet.
Suck it.
Well, so you're okay. It's not 1d6?
No. No, it's 10 feet. And it's in the snow.
Yeah. I thought it was 1d6 per 5 feet.
No, 10 feet.
I judge that thing for nothing. I take it back.
Okay.
I think your judgment is what hurt its feelings.
Yeah.
Because it was like going up and you're like, you're going to get fat for eating Jiro. He's like, oh! And
no.
Then he hit him with a staff. And
he wasn't bad.
Bad.
Yeah,
bad worm.
Out of the sky. Out of the tree, and Jiro's falling out of it, and you hear like a crunch of like freshly packed snow, kind of poking out. They're like, I'm okay.
That was fun.
Hey,
okay?
Jiro, how are you?
Hey, how you feeling, buddy?
I run up there. Well, would the movement be different here since the snow is melted?
No, it'd be the
still same,
like normal, basic movement there. Just in those two, three stars.
I will, Jiro.
I'm reloading my gun
and unwind
okay.
him.
I go up to the beast and use Brand and brand in the Sigma of Desma into him.
So you're gonna tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Tramp stamp.
To bless him.
Tramp stamp
him.
Tramp stamp him.
To bless him.
What is this thing?
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
Wonder if there's any pictures.
Yeah, it looks like a Chinese dragon.
Can I do a nature check? See if I can get any closer and look at it now that I'm next to it?
Sure.
14, right?
You can tell that it is a...
Yeah, a 14.
It is a dragon, but it's not... It's, like, not any sort of, like, dragon that you're familiar with.
Skin it!
That's what I was going to say. Survival check to skin it.
Yeah,
I'm glad somebody in our party will skin things.
I got a dagger.
I mean, I'll just give you the time you need to do it. You don't have to roll for it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm an armor maker.
Skin it. We're trying to find somebody. We don't have time for this shit.
Let me see
I'll
how
skin
these
it while
scales
walking.
Are able to get off of here.
So who's carrying it?
I'll carry it.
You're carrying and skinning it.
I want to carry it around my head like a
like
scar.
Like a horrible.
Well, I'm trying to think.
What
is it
horrifying.
Normally? You would have the whole hide, right? I mean, the thing's been shot, lit on fire.
It depends on the roll. It's up to you.
Okay.
And plus, it depends on how long you want to take it, I guess.
How long would you like to take?
Enough to get a reasonable amount off of it. I don't know. I mean, it's only medium, so it's not like that
yeah.
big, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I have survival, so I have, like, a understanding on how to do it, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'll let you take off enough to at least make something. I know it's really vague, but...
I'm an armorer, and I have a little anvil and a hammer.
I still don't know what it is, so this... I just put... Like...
Yeah, maybe someone can identify the beast what it is.
Like a drake scale or a dragon scale?
Yeah, it's a type of dragon, but it's not one that you would be familiar with.
Alright, I will just put... Dragon in quotes.
I take out my journal and catalog it and like draw a picture so we identify it later with someone that's more familiar with these beasts.
Okay. What is everyone else doing for like an hour?
And then I pray.
Shaking my head like, why are we not continuing along our path right now?
No, that's fine.
Can you also get meat from it to make rations?
I'm saying a prayer to Phrasmo as I'm doing this.
Phrasmo?
Okay. About sending this creature back to the mud.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are we gonna, well, if you're skinning it, I'll take some meat for rations and create rations. I have a survival skill as well.
Okay. If you want to go and give me a roll, and I'll see how much like chunks of meat.
21.
So I'm pulling like I pull the skin up, and he's like, "Oh, that's good eating."
Yeah. I figure we're sitting there, and I'll sing Desna's favorite hymn while I'm doing it.
All right. You're able to get 4 days of rations.
Oh shit, son!
And they're all mine.
Too bad he can't identify if they're poison, though.
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, just. Put in my mouth like Russian roulette.
And I sing Desna's
that's the word it's
hymn.
Like every time it rations.
That goes, Desna, take me away to where I want to be. And then I said, let's keep going down this path.
All right. I'm looking up Desna's followers. I just want to see if any of them had a butterfly train stamp. Because I feel like...
all right. No metagaming.
It wasn't metagaming, I just, that was
well,
out of character. What is there going to be
there's
one?
There's stuff about Heimlich and Desna. You guys are going to, you know, if you continue to
is
look
he
going to
bend
up,
over
like,
and there's
hey,
going to be some
fun
track?
Heimlich
has a dream stamp.
Yeah. You know, just saying.
That's how he gets his power.
Whatever you decide to look up, don't bring it up.
Is he going to be wearing like
after this hour, I go, this was a good kill.
And you lick the blood.
How long does it take to get?
Well, that took a while. I mean, we're not trying to find anyone or anything.
You have to rest and spend an hour preparing.
So, how long have you guys been taking so far?
Well, you have to get an hour.
About an hour? Okay. Everybody give me a fortitude save, please.
Is this for cold conditions?
This is for the cold conditions. Oh,
damn it.
But we get like a bonus or something.
Yes, you do get a bonus.
Good.
You still make it high.
11 plus whatever.
So fortitude.
Cold weather gear.
Plus whatever.
The cold weather gear will give you a plus 4. So go ahead and add that
14.
In.
I got a 30.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
You're, in fact, you're warmer than ever.
You're sweating in here.
22, that's totally
fine.
You
should take this fur off.
You have no issues with the weather?
Desna tells me I'm okay.
Does she?
15.
15? You feel well enough. You definitely, the cold's kind of getting you, but you don't feel ill at this moment.
I got a 9.
14.
14 and 9? Okay. You guys take...
My penis is turtling.
turtle.
You can only count to 10 now.
You take 2 points of non-lethal damage. 2 points of non-lethal. And yeah, you get a little runny nose, little guys.
Oh.
I take out the Book of Joy and contemplate
it. I light on fire.
How long
do
we wait?
You guys are about an hour in. I'll give an hour total that you've been in the snow.
Okay.
So... yeah, that's the
thing. Anytime we're sitting around for more than an hour, we're starting a fire.
Oh, that's enough. Huh?
No, right. That is not yours.
All right.
On the
all
table,
right. Sorry, gents. I had to kill that. I had to skin it.
Well, you just have 2 people to apologize to. Everyone else can do this.
Well, she's dead when we get there. She's only been dead 5 minutes. It's on your guess.
All right, I'll skin her then.
I'll skin whatever I fucking find.
You know her.
Well,
I'm just here for the adventure, so I guess...
I don't know her.
Whatever.
Take a quick break real quick.
Yeah.
What? We're taking a break?
Just fast.
All right.
You passed out?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Back right into the still awake.
Passed out pictures.
Unlike last time, everybody is still awake.
Yeah, it was hilarious, because he would just come back. For a second.
By last
say
time,
something.
We mean 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was long and, yeah.
So, you guys just...
Hey, how's
this,
that lovely summer weather going for you guys right now?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's still March right now.
It's so good.
Allison just had her birthday, everybody.
Hey, happy birthday, Allison.
It's March.
When our
it's
listeners
March.
Are here.
Audible
it's March, Allison.
Audible
wink. It's March.
Oh, is it now?
Don't yes, your birthday was so
man,
good.
Can you guys believe what's in the news?
Things happened, and they were amazing.
Right?
Oh, and scary.
We
sung happy
birthday. And that big game.
We sung happy birthday.
I cooked.
We didn't sing happy birthday.
We
wasn't
did sing happy
my birthday. I'm very offended.
Well, we'll sing happy birthday to you, just like we did to
my that's
my
cake. That is your present.
Where's your what kind of cake do you want?
Where's your present? You're sitting right there. There's your present.
Have you ever had butter cake before? It's delicious.
I'm leaving.
And
you told her what butter cake was.
You guys told her what butter cake was. She
I
was right upstairs. No,
I would never tell anyone like Allison what butter cake
was. Sure you wouldn't. The things I know now.
I don't know what you guys mean.
It's going to be served at a wedding and you're going to be so disgusting.
Oh, I would lose our last
card. Oh, delicious butter cake. For...
Help my sister.
Here, feet. Alright, anyway, so we killed this weird dragon.
Right.
I gotta get stuff.
We broke it for a second.
Can we butter cake the new dragon?
Yeah, just gather around a circle and do some.
I don't know what Azel's gonna
it's
do.
Cold out, guys. I'm bigger than this usually.
There's a name for it. They do it.
Oh, okay.
Just to figure it out.
What was what?
I'm calling it moist butter cake for now.
Let's call it female bukkake.
Oh.
Butter cake.
Female butter cake. So yeah, you guys just killed the butter cake dragon. It's dead.
No, that's what it was. Ew. It's made out of...
familiar with it.
When
not
other dragons
dead,
perform butter cake, it
yeah.
forms out of all their semen.
I'm gonna make armor out of this butter cake.
Dude, this is getting
yeah.
dark.
Yeah. And yeah. Anyway, let's move
really?
On.
I feel like it's
let's go down the trail, guys.
I'm gonna make a face
yeah.
mask out of it.
Yeah, you guys spent some time carving it. A couple of you were cold.
Are we gonna go the same
way? Why are we leaving? I'm like, why aren't we leaving that entire time?
Because I'm honoring the disease death
yeah,
by wearing its skin. That's why.
Through the snow here. To get
well,
to
they
hat.
Might be wearing...
pop out the other side.
Angelina's skin if we don't move on soon.
Well,
I got the rest of the skin off, so let's go.
Okay. All right.
Oh, with one. With the boomerang
stand.
I
got the cloak up, the gun ready.
You guys are rocking.
I think I'm going to go back on the main trail.
Back in the main trail, everybody?
Yeah.
Or just Sir Ash?
No, I want to stay in the
I'll
woods.
Stay with Jaime.
Nope, nope.
Like I'm
yep.
Who's who?
That's crazy. No, he's on the other side.
I'm going to stay with the Jaime.
That's where it's taking the road.
I like to go the road less traveled.
He walks straight out.
Yeah, he's walking.
I want to do stealth while I'm doing it, though.
Butter kick.
Oh.
Maintain stealth while I'm going.
Switching to my amazing map.
So moving skills. At half speed, you're falling behind.
Yeah, do you have to go at half speed for self?
Look, guys, it's a completely different map.
Whoa. Yeah, seen that at three
all.
Maps in one?
You can tell it took me a while. Ran out of green ink. Alright, if you guys want to position, sell yourselves. You notice that the road here travels, or travels, just sort of curves. I mean, I guess it does technically travel. Is everyone doing?
Perception.
Is everyone doing?
29.
Just
yeah,
okay.
29.
Yes.
20
and the
9. Yeah.
13.
I must be too focused on
these
scale. Scale.
Write these
but whatever I perceive, I want to hear it in scold because I can understand.
I can understand that too. Yeah, let me hear it. Scowl.
Do you understand giant?
Okay. Jiro, did you do a stealth check?
Yes.
What was it?
There was stealth.
Yeah. What were you guys rolling for? Sorry. I heard stealth.
I already rolled for my stealth. I had a 19.
When did you roll for it?
Before you flipped the map.
Okay. 19 for stealth, and then...
None of the rest of us are, so I don't
you
know.
You guys do all perception.
Being,
yeah, that's what I just rolled.
Okay.
That was like a 7.
Perception? Okay.
I had a 20.
17.
9.
Oh, 13.
13?
I didn't perceive it. Doing
okay. Okay, let me read what you guys
I really put up on that wish
I know. I was hoping you guys would find it.
Alright.
There was a in that.
Yeah.
In this area, everyone notices.
Nothing bad.
Feathered bundles and strange fetches hang from the lowest branches of the trees in this part of the forest.
Uh oh.
Swaying and shifting in the wind.
Goblins?
All are struck. All are stuck, I should say, through with small pins holding pieces of leather bound around them. And who rolled the 20? Sorry. You did? You will notice, and you should, I'll say this loud because I'm going to assume you're going to tell your mates here that, okay, you're not going to.
No, I will.
All right, let me write the note.
Well, I'll tell him because he's right next to me.
Okay. Upon closer inspection, you can tell that all these like fetishes and things hanging from the trees are dead. Dead boids.
Can I do a religion check to see if I understand what they're doing?
Sure.
Why dead crows?
Oh, hit the dice.
That's what I ask him. Why dead
natural
crows?
Natural
20.
Nice.
This does not appear to be any sort of religious symbolism of anything you can tell.
Would,
really?
Would,
yep.
Would I or David, character, know anything about it from our time up north?
I do hate witches.
I mean, my character's backstory, I had a personal encounter with a witch, so.
You guys,
does that mean
you can give me a,
does
like
that mean
a,
you hooked a witch?
I guess if we're doing like a memory.
those tips are.
Because wait, did you spend time?
Yeah, I was born up there.
You were born up there?
I was like an orphan. And
okay, I'll let you guys roll for like a memory check to see if something jogs,
like
but it's gonna be high.
Can I keep my natural 20?
This is sort of witch related, not really.
Nope.
9.
No way. Okay. Yeah. All you see is as again you mentioned.
So there's no religious context to it.
Not that you can tell.
Good.
I would associate with a witch, though. Or no?
Not that you're aware of, no.
Well, I start pulling them down, because I think they're abominations to Desna.
You start pulling them down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's where you grab one, and you notice that there's, like, tiny arrows, like, poked into one. Like literally, like, tiny arrows out of a bow. And then, like, the crows have been, like, all shot
with
these.
With tiny arrows?
Yeah, like you know, how, like...
Are we gonna get Gulliver traveled?
Yeah,
the crows technically were, yeah.
Okay.
If you think Fae.
Yeah, remember, they are tiny.
Fairies.
So this is like your... So it's okay. So after seeing that, since... Well, let's see how smart my character is.
Okay.
Well, a 9. And he got no religious sense off of it. Well, okay. So he starts pulling him down.
Like you're just going to pull as many as you can find, or you just...
This is the one next to me, like, grab it and look at it.
Okay. So yeah, same thing. Just arrows seem to be sticking out of it.
Does he get an arrow in his hand?
From what you can tell, no. Because they're, like, in the crow. Mm-hmm. From what you can tell, yeah, all these crows have been killed the same
they're
way.
They're just these tiny arrow shafts sticking out.
Exactly,
just to be clear, when he says crows, they are the character crow.
Yeah, they're all tiny versions.
Well, I have a feeling what I know what they are, but would... Since
well,
like,
at least
would
tiny
my character arrow. Know what they are? Or?
No, you already rolled for it.
What are these arrows for ants?
Mm-hmm. Well, my character's not dumb. He's got a
I'd pull
he's got pretty high intelligence.
Doesn't mean you encountered it, though.
Yeah, never,
why
yeah,
doesn't,
I mean,
like, I mean I've never encountered
you
this.
Confess what you think.
Okay, I think this
is
just their food source. So they're just like...
Yeah, I mean, you should totally tell them that.
Yeah.
If that's what you think.
I think this is their food source.
I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
Who eats crows? People that embarrass themselves. Is that the saying? I'm eating crow?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Well, fine.
I've heard of you.
Yeah, thank you. There are phase afoot.
I look at my feet.
Do you really talk like that all the time? That's what I...
That's
in character, that's what I say.
My guy's pretentious. And like, yeah,
I'll
pretentious.
Pretentious.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he should be king of a whole realm. He thinks very highly of himself.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess he's not like, oh, you haven't read Hamlet 3 times? He's like that. Well, whatever.
Not yet. Wait till we start leveling up.
Okay, so you pull down some fetishes. You're like, whoa, crows. Telling everybody about them.
Like, I think these are their food source.
What does everybody else
look at
do?
These tiny arrows.
Yeah,
I take all the tiny arrows, put them in my tiny quiver.
You shoot about your long bow.
Yeah,
like, you like put your hair up with bobby pins.
I tried to throw one.
I'm gonna start looking up and seeing if there's like you know anything else higher up in the trees.
I am going to pull out my cold iron longsword, holding it two handed, and again state I don't like where this is going.
I take one of the tiny arrows and throw it just to see what.
At me?
No. Oh. I kind of want to, but...
It flies...
Do it. Do what I swear.
It flies true.
Oh, really?
Ow!
Surprisingly accurate little tiny arrow throw. Well?
Just kind of observing.
Keep going, guys.
I move forward cautiously.
Wait, who was looking in the trees? What?
You?
Okay, I want to... I don't have any optimistic... I'm just going to throw one up a tree and see what happens.
Plant a tree on fire? For no reason? Okay.
I guess, can I do a perception check to see if there's anybody around?
Sure.
Can I use that natural 20 that I got earlier that it was used for? Oh, that was for religion.
No, that was for the... Yeah,
that'd be 20.
20? You don't see anything out of the normal? Out of the... anything strange? Just a very snowy path?
Out of the normal.
Guys, there's nothing out of the normal here.
Except for the
snow.
Crows with tiny
crows
arrows
dangling
around the trees.
That's normal. It's just Christmas. It's decoration.
Christmas.
Well, everyone else give me, except for Heimlich, give me a perception roll as well. Do it on your teeth. Yeah, you probably want to roll d20 after that.
17 for Jurash.
Yeah, you want this high? Top?
20.
Mine's way at least 10.
13.
Okay.
Mine's 12.
Alright, Jiro will be the only one to see this. But I won't write it over anything. Just. You, at the end of, like, down here, near the path, you see, like, what you think looks like maybe a deer, like a stag or something, come, like, out to the center, kind of look in your direction, and then it kind of walks. It walks off to the. It walks off the trail this way.
Bear still.
Deer.
Headlights.
Bear still, you are dear to me.
I start singing it.
But I don't really believe it. I just like the song.
Wasn't that the song we sang?
Yeah.
So, I go, oh, did you hear the Dombrowskis play that the other day?
What? They were in town. Well,
they weren't in town.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
They stole
up north
something.
A little bit.
Their drummer's dead.
What? He was my favorite.
All those lights and magic.
What are they going to do with it?
Tell me he died in a glorious battle, at least. He didn't die from some catapult.
No, I heard they shot him out of a catapult.
Holy shit. And he would play the drums while they did it. It was an awesome finale to their show.
I heard there were raiders on the castle. They were robbing the armor.
Don't
no,
blast from her.
No, they're just gnomes. They can't do that.
Well, that one wasn't close.
Well, no one would suspect them.
Oh,
God. Oh, that was beautiful. Enjoy your fun.
I have one that I have in my holster that I'm waiting, because I know it's going to...
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to move forward cautiously.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on, guys.
Dearly.
No one can. Shit, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good. Wow. No, I rolled a 1, an 8, and a 3. You guys take that info as what you will, but that's what I rolled.
We are super alive.
Do we gain hit points?
Basically.
I start flying.
No.
Game glitch.
Okay,
Control ability.
Yeah, I guess with that, everyone, once again, go ahead and give me a perception check. As you guys move closer into the... 28. 21. 11. 16. Okay. Heimlich is able to hear a... they're like, you can tell it's coming straight. It's coming from this area here.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you hear is
it's like, the fun way he told us to stay still. Stay still, idiot.
And then you hear like,
shut up.
Okay.
I'm still
I go, Willem.
I am so still
Willem.
Right now.
Yes. It's a Willem, but that's okay. I know you have that weird accent.
Can I have an alchemy fire?
You are all...
Why?
Three.
He gave his to me.
Oh. I hear something up ahead.
So you just want to burn them?
Yes.
they said ask me again when we get closer.
Okay. I move 5 feet. Okay, I'm closer. Could I have one?
What's your wisdom?
Mine? Mm-hmm. 16.
Okay.
I think maybe we should be... Maybe we should not just go guns
They're
blazing.
Waiting in ambush.
Full blazing here. Well, let's
okay.
Let's not...
How about we surround
him? Don't forget, he didn't hear what you heard.
Okay, well, I
so
tell him. I tell him what
convince him, basically.
I tell him what I hear is, like, there's people in this bush up here waiting in ambush. They're waiting still for us to approach them.
I'd rather not just burn them outright.
Okay, well then let's flank them.
I agree. Let's get everyone together on this one.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Guys.
Let's...
Why are you blowing on me?
Okay, trying to be quiet. Come on, dude.
What?
So there's somebody in the bushes up there. We need to flank them.
Let's
we need to surround them.
Flank them?
Flank.
Oh, okay. Flank. I got you.
Yes, plank on them.
Plank on them?
No.
Right, as you guys are, like, talking amongst yourselves, you see a
diamond,
like a stag, or like a deer pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, deer.
Over here. And it walks closer. And as it gets to about here, and it's just like, don't shoot me. Don't. Hold on. I'm an innocent. Please, don't shoot me. I know this is weird. Please don't.
It's a fate touched deer.
It stops there. It's not doesn't appear to be. It's not showing you any signs of harm. It stops where it's at.
I say, who are you?
I'm gonna do a sense motive.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Well, there's sense motive. I have a +12 to that.
I don't see these very often.
That much.
We've got a talking monkey
backstory,
at my.
I wouldn't be as shocked at seeing this as other guys wouldn't. Right.
Right.
I have a 30.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah, I have a +12.
Wow.
Sense motive.
How the fuck do you have that at first level?
Inquisitors get a bonus to it, and then took a feat that bumped it up even more.
Cool. Still sitting there with my crossman.
Sense motive I didn't even take. So
yeah, 15.
Okay, you got a 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
quick.
We've got a talking monkey back at my parents' college.
What? I've run right there. Talking monkey? What the fuck are we doing?
Whoa.
I
could be an adventurer.
So what you do yesterday, monkey?
I think this dude is smited.
He talks about fucking poop a lot.
I've actually was taught some combat by a talking bear up in my homeland.
Yeah.
What kind of combat did he teach you?
You need to tell us your backstory.
And then stand up and then and maul them with your forearms.
How to kill witches. Primal rage?
Yeah.
And if they look at your babies, go crazy. What's his name?
Stand up and take hand and go.
I'm so mad at the guy from Lord of the Rings. He's not Tom Bombadil that we can
fight with face.
What was his name? I don't remember what his name was.
And just don't stop.
Alright, I'm sorry if you can't read this.
Passing notes.
Till they are dead.
Passing notes. Audience.
Once they fall prone, they are dead. Walk away. You win. No double tap.
I roll into stealth. Is the deer looking at me?
Yeah, I mean, he's looking at you guys.
Okay.
He can't just disappear. Yeah.
He sits there, he goes, and just falls to the snow and disappears.
Alright, so let's go talk to the deer.
He's like, well, what are you guys doing here? Do you need help? Is there something I can do for you?
I take
I'm like, careful, it's a fae touch animal.
I take,
he's like, I'm not gay, you're gay.
I say, Wilhelm, give me one of those.
No, I'm not giving.
Trust me.
It takes a step closer.
Trust me.
Like, guys, come on.
Don't move.
Come on, guys.
Stay where you are.
I'm not moving. I did move. You got me there, but I'm not moving.
Trust me.
I'm going to basically have my gun up and ready. As soon as it gets within 15
feet. He's like, guys, there's an ambush behind me. I'm trying to tell you not to come here. Please just listen.
Are we getting a sense motive?
Yeah, I just got a 30.
Oh. Well, he can't. Yeah. I don't know that you got it.
Where's this ambush? It's behind me, maybe, I don't know.
Can I sense his motive? Can I sense motive on
him?
I'm going to sense high. Yeah.
I'm telling the truth, no matter what you roll.
11 plus
true, probably.
The only thing he's saying is giving me alchemist fire.
Is his character going to think about that, though?
Well, I'm not bluffing, so I mean...
Right.
Yeah, he's just saying, give me alchemist fire. He's not saying anything.
He keeps saying alchemist fire, like, yeah. Then I rolled a, what? I rolled a 16.
Takes a step closer.
Come on, I told you.
What do I get?
I'm not lying. So there's nothing to sense.
I put my... long sword out.
Well, I mean, regardless, he wouldn't know.
What's he doing? Oh, okay.
If he's being weird about it, it's his character. It's not that he...
So, since he gives me the alchemist fire, when I walk...
He just walks away.
I'm gonna ask.
It's paying attention to you. It's like, hey, where are you going? Come on, what's wrong? I told you, don't step any further. There's an ambush back there.
Attack! I yell to my comrades.
Attack! Yeah, come
attack
with me.
The deer.
Attack what? What are you talking about? Attack!
Kill it!
What? No, I'm a stag.
Whatever.
I'm leery on trusting him because all of his other escapades of us have been him getting hit by a boulder.
So are you gonna throw?
So I just say, all right, fuck it, and I take out my longbow and I shoot the stag.
Okay. Shit! All right.
But I don't. I say it more eloquently.
Oh, of course.
It's even worse. I rolled a 6 to hit the deer. Or stag.
You miss, and the stag goes running back. And then out pop two other little creatures. Very, very tiny. They kind of fly out.
That's where I was going.
And they pop out right here.
And I say, you guys should have listened to me. Because I was going to go throw alchemist fire in that bush because I knew they were in there.
I stand behind my decision.
And everyone go ahead and give me initiative.
Well, I don't know if I made the right decision, but I made a decision.
Or I should have tried with the deer, maybe.
I thought
until I found an
cool.
Evil thing.
Would you roll?
12.
Heidlish?
Oh, wow.
14.
14, Willem?
11.
Bazel?
What? Roll 20?
Seven.
7. Zarash?
3.
Yeah.
Natural 1. Thank you for initiative. Or dexterity.
Oh, and as they pop out, I say, ice to meet you.
Because
it's cold.
No.
That's what I was waiting for.
Oh,
no. That was the one you were waiting for?
Wow.
The bad, one of the worst puns ever from the Batman Schumacher version?
The Batman. No way.
Freezing hell, Batman.
Was it in that one?
Yeah.
Stay cool,
ice to meet you for sure was, yes.
Oh, that, I don't think it. Which one was that? Oh, was that the Batman and Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the bat nipples and Arnold Schwarzenegger was
Mr.
Freeze.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Call me in the morning. Okay.
Alright, who's
in front
here?
It drives you nuts that we'd be using place all
the time. Stop using fucking fucking pyramids like a fucking mini.
That is one.
I spent hundreds of dollars on these minis, goddamn.
It's not a deer.
It looks like a wolf.
It is a wolf.
Looks like a bird.
I'm taken out of this reality now.
Looks like a pyramid.
Suspension.
Anyway, I would much rather prefer a purple pyramid. That's how I always see deer.
Well,
the stag here charges Heimlich. What's wrong, stag?
Nothing. I don't think there's the movement's hampered over there.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So, the other one. And I'm going to miss. Yep. Okay. Yeah, he lunges out and just, like, stops.
You foolish beast.
I'm a bear. No mistake.
Remember, he's going to be at a minus 2 to hit in this round. Or it's going to be minus 2
he's
AC.
Shouting at you.
Since he charged.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I was like,
Heimlich. Minus 2. Okay. And then down here, these guys, you see suddenly, they appear to be just like little bright lights in 4 or 5 feet off the ground. And suddenly there are 6 and 7 of them surrounding, all looking the exact same as them, just surrounding, like lights just surrounding them.
Fucking
all these squares here, just.
Oh, shit.
So,
Which ones are real ones?
With that, they, you see, like, all the groups of the elites kind of advance forward. And now we go to Heimlich.
Acid splash!
Whoa!
I don't know how to use it.
Don't get it in your eyes.
So does it just automatically hit?
No, you have to do a range touch.
Okay.
You get an attack
spell. It's my first spell ever cast. Or, well, attack spell. Does he? If he's that close? Can I move 5 feet back
and
do it?
5 foot step.
There we go.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have to do a concentration check, but then 5 foot step would be better.
Yeah, let's just do the 5 foot step and.
Okay, okay.
Interesting.
And then what do I roll?
D20 plus basically same the thing to hit with your bow.
20.
Yeah, you hit it.
1.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's not it.
1d3!
So I'd roll a d6. And like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So 2.
And what's that? It's ongoing.
Do I add anything to it?
Nope.
But acid splash is, or is that acid?
The acid
guard?
Disappears after one round.
It's acid splash.
Is acid splash? Okay.
The one that lasts multiple rounds is the acid guard or whatever.
Okay, that's it. That's something else. So how much damage did you do?
2.
2.
Okay. I don't add anything to that.
Nope.
All right.
Point blank and precise shot.
It lets out whatever sound stags let out. Hey, man, come back to my pad. What are you going to do? Murloc? So now we go to Jiro. Guess that's some really bad mission.
Yeah, I did.
I will spend a standard action to pull out an alchemy fire.
Okay. No moving?
No. My foot step into the line.
Alright, now we go to Willem. Wilhelm. Wilhelm.
I comprehend the languages.
Comprehend them languages.
I have that one too.
I understand.
Let's see what I got. use my shocking grasp if I grab somebody for the same amount of damage.
Can you charge and use it?
I can move up there, I think.
Well, you can... Shocking grasp is one of those spells you can hold, isn't it?
Yeah, you can cast it and then go on and do the melee.
So, like, I mean, you cast it now, then you have an infinite amount of time to get up there and use it. It's just
backhand.
Whatever you touch is going to...
I'm just saying, it's not... It doesn't do that much damage.
Slap.
I thought it did pretty much.
It does, like, 1d6. I can do 1d6 plus 4 with my staff.
But remember, you don't like being able to...
That's pretty good,
yeah,
though. Yeah. I mean, I just cast...
Well, I mean, grabbing it. I could grapple it and then shocking grasp it.
So when I cast Acid Splash, do I still have my bow out, or what's going on? I don't know. I guess I don't know how magic works.
Did you have your bow out before? To drop it to cast.
I'm going to move up closer.
I guess I drop it then.
I didn't know you had your bow out.
Yeah.
Where am I? Which one am I? Which one's this? Move me up next to the stag. I'm going to hit it with my staff.
I'm going to finally bury it.
Staff that mofo.
Staff infection.
18. Oh, that's going to hit.
That
probably.
You know what? That is a hit.
11. Or 21. I mean. 4. 1d6 plus 4.
Super strong wizard. How do you get so strong?
I've got a 16 strength.
He
that's
was supposed to be
crazy.
Studying, but he was
lifting
in weight.
Seven.
He is the bro wizard.
Bro wizard.
I was pretty good.
Do you have a magic missile, bro? Like a...
Yo, why are you mage handing that shit? Just lit.
And it obviously looks...
I was on the frisbee team.
It looks more
it's the only
that
team
you attacked
your wizard school
it
had.
And you wanted to be your friend.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Turn me.
I what?
They charged you for love.
No.
For love. People would have listened to me.
I'm sorry, I... You tend not to listen to people that say follow me, then run into a log.
I never said follow me.
You're right.
All
right.
Then we go to...
Yeah.
That's not letting me
there.
I don't know if I wanted to stand in front of him like
that.
These
two guys are both right here, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Move me behind the...
At least that's what you can tell.
Move me behind the...
There seems to be several of them.
Where?
Yeah, right there.
Right there?
Yeah. Bed! Bed, stag.
Dip in there and
you,
fire.
Who
are
you shooting?
After
this guy.
Okay.
Wilhelm attacked him. Would you say that he was staggered?
Ah, yes! Yes!
No, I wouldn't. Oh.
Puns up for you!
I would have.
He was dearly staggered.
Ooh!
Misfire.
Oh, no.
This fire,
yep.
So it breaks or something.
He blows up.
You gain the broken condition.
Yeah,
it's like a -4 to attack, isn't it?
Yeah, -2 or -4. We'd have to look it up.
But what's the? Isn't there like a backfire or something?
If it does it again,
if it blows again,
okay.
I roll another 1 before fixing it, right?
And you have the ability to fix it, don't you? Don't you?
Yeah,
okay.
I
got
it.
Okay.
Wow.
How
does
that change?
I would suggest just getting started.
What the fuck was that?
Wait, hold on, guys.
I hear a boom.
Click. Your wand messes up a lot.
Looks cool, though. Alright.
It'll do a lot of damage if it goes out, though, Lance.
Bothane?
3d6? That's a lot of damage,
I
think.
I don't know.
Who turned it, though?
It's the stack.
What about the...
Again? Can I get a turn?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
And Gento? Did Gento get a turn?
Yeah, he did. He pulled out.
Yeah, Jiro went a while ago because the initiative rolls were so low.
Gento?
Yes.
We're getting our names all kinds of...
Let's see, yeah, I got a...
Jaime?
See, I was going to come up with a nice name, but then I was just like, you know...
Are you a
barbarian? For everyone to say...
Hazel's fine.
No,
that's probably the least...
Yeah, he hasn't raged yet.
Why would I rage when I'm nowhere near anybody to do anything?
He's just not very angry. He's not an angry barbarian, that's all.
I don't have my bow out.
This is a barbarian that does Buddhism.
How does it make
you
feel about that?
He's a meditating barbarian.
No.
I don't do that anymore.
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, the fast movement
12
beats,
steps.
Like, regular 12
steps, guys.
Barbarians.
Can you charge?
Not if he's angry.
I can charge, yeah, but I won't get to him still.
Oh, really?
What? Well, let me see. 10, 15, 20, 25,
30, 35.
Oh, yeah. I will charge. I will charge into the mess.
I didn't think.
Because you get to move double with charge, right?
Okay. I'm going to see if you're charging into what you think you're charging into.
Well, I'm going to charge, and I'm going to rage while I'm charging.
Yeah!
We got to hear...
Fucking fairy!
Start hearing the women grab.
He's going to weigh your skin.
Yeah, can you see?
Alright, your charge seems to connect with something.
Yeah, right,
I'm not sure what, because all these lights kind of look the same, but you do seem to have connected with something.
Wait a minute, so... Masterwork,
it's a fey fray.
That's a five.
You had your cold iron out, right?
Yep, so that's 10. I'm raging, that gives me... How many strength? 4? 2?
I'll take your word for it.
I think it's 2. 2 strength.
Keep in mind these things are tiny.
So that's an 11. The charge is a plus 2, so that's a 13.
It is a miss.
4.
Is
it 4? So it's a 14.
It's a miss. It's close. Kind of close. But it is a miss.
Hero point.
Sure, why not? If you want to use it here, I'll let you use it here.
Do we have hero points?
Yeah.
Do we have Jiro points?
No, I don't want to use hero points. I don't know, I'll let Jiro call his own system for Jiro points.
Probably should have did that.
What?
Charged in there.
I might die. There's been worse things. All right.
If you do that, you'll be famous.
Now we go back to the stag, who is going to gore the fuck out of the wizard, which is he wasn't a wizard.
I think you mean he's going to try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to try.
Okay.
Oops.
He's like, you think you're horny? I'll show you horny. Is 15 hit your AC?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I don't have very good AC.
Toads.
Toads,
my goat.
I need some actual armor at some point.
6 points of damage as this horn rips into your chest.
What's your HP?
I have 12. I got toughness as well.
Yeah, you're fine. Alright. Now it's the...
I need to change my spell loadout, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think we should communicate next time we load our spells. That way we both don't have comprehend language. I don't have comprehend.
I have
I thought you said that you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't memorize it, though. I only can prepare 5 different spells.
Oh, that's more than me. I can only have 3. Yeah, I have comprehend languages, brand, acid splash, disguise self.
I'm assuming a 10 misses you, Zerash. But a 17 probably hits, maybe?
Yes, with my lowered one it will.
Okay.
I'm actually at a minus.
Don't worry, you're probably going to laugh this off.
I'm at a minus.
It's going to be kind of funny.
Minus 4 to my AC right now. Thanks to raging and running.
Yeah, you take 1 point of damage from what you think might be a tiny short sword, but it could be a mosquito that just happened to survive the winter.
Maybe we should just pick these guys up.
Put them in our pockets.
Should I ruffle their hair?
Yeah. We can put them in a little globe.
Oh.
And,
put them in a little aquarium.
Yeah. Oh, how you doing?
Let me out of here. Get me out of here.
We're both kind of take to kind of back up a little bit.
Here's your tiny
pro.
Here's your little.
And you hear like a very strange language that I doubt any of you speak. Anyone? Aklo? Anybody?
Oh, I didn't take Aklo.
David appears.
Yes.
Why, yes, I do.
I was just passing through.
You're like... I
make a scratching sound.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, he speaks it. So now we're back.
I have comprehend language. Is that a swift action?
Heimlich.
Heimlich.
I go, foul beast, you shall be smited! And I take out my longsword and I stab the stag.
Oh.
Move, no, you can move to flank him. Flank him.
Oh, there's a tree there.
Well,
there's enough room.
He's going to flank that tree. I guess to stay in the tree.
Well, is it occupying the whole 5 feet?
It is. The tree is.
Alright, well, let's go.
I think oh, then I wanted... Okay.
15?
I wanted to flank, but...
He wants to flank. 15?
It's a hit.
Okay. 6 points of damage.
Stag heals over.
Ha!
And dies.
I brand Desmond.
And you touch him, and you feel his pain like in powder.
And then you get electrocuted and disappear.
When I say, do you know that the director of this movie molested young boys?
And then he's like, no, I didn't.
No!
My dying memory.
Boy, being
molested. Go ahead and make a perception check, please.
Who? All of us?
All everybody. Sorry.
What is it, Johan?
Oh, that was a good one.
I'm going to say I'm 13. So angry right now, I'm not paying attention. I only got a 6.
13. 13.
9.
6.
9,
you almost
6. 19, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, 19.
I forgot a 10. 19,
13, 13?
Forgot a
yeah.
Digit.
Okay. Will you give me another tiny mini, please?
Tiny mini.
He's not very tiny.
You guys immediately see something, like, as he dies, you see, like, him come off the fur. Like, all of a sudden, this, like, this weird thing jumps off of the fur, and,
comes out of the...
Yeah, it comes out, and he's, like, hovering, maybe 3 feet off the ground.
Ugh!
He looks, very similar to what you saw earlier until the...
Is he occupying the same spot?
Several thousand. No, he came off, he kind of moved. Right. Technically did his 5 foot action there.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what you hear. Yeah. It's like, kind of like, Cornholio from Beavis and Butthead, but a little faster without the Cornholio part.
Higher pitch.
Also, I'm standing in the same spot where my bow was. Am I able to pick it up? Or would that
you just attacked, right?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of action it is.
Next turn. Well, I can't remember if it's a move action to pick something off the ground or if it's a standard action.
Well, you moved to the square, so you did both.
Oh, that's true.
But is it a movement action to pick it up?
Standard action.
It's standard action to pick it up. So, yeah, you'd have to wait till next round.
But if I pick it up, I want to be able to attack.
Right.
Bow.
It is stupid.
Okay.
Alright, so, okay. That was Heimlich. Now we go to Jiro.
Well, Jiro. Save me, Jiro.
I'm gonna throw the alchemist fire on that square there.
Okay. Show me what. Show me where the area effect is again. It's like, well, is it?
Let me see if I hit the square first or 5 minutes.
Or if you hit your team.
I do hit the square.
I was gonna say that was pretty high roll.
Yay!
So Lance here is basically.
We have a problem.
These nine squares.
Yes, we do. And that's a D6. I'll let you roll that.
Nicely
rolled.
Ah.
It's like you didn't roll. You dropped it.
Meh.
There you go. All right. These guys immediately you hear just like this high pitch like if like maybe like a hamster was lit on fire, and they fall to the ground and do not appear to be moving. They're definitely on fire. Now we go to
Willem. Hasn't
done. Yeah, Willem. Because
I'm gonna daze him.
All you guys rolled your initiative so close together, I have to, like, really look at what...
Who's next?
I'm doing days.
Right oh, wait. It says here, on the round following a direct hit, the target takes an additional 1d6 points of damage.
Or, for the acid splash?
For alchemist fire.
Oh.
Okay.
So it would just be this guy because he was the direct hit.
Yeah. Well, they're dead.
Oh, they're dead?
And they're already dead, so...
Well, I don't care. Yeah. Make him be in more pain.
His soul
burned. They fell to the ground.
His soul burned.
Sorry. They are on fire still.
So I'm casting daze on the one that's still there.
Okay.
So, save versus DC 13. Will save.
Alright.
I assume it's under 4 hit dice.
Let me check real quick. It's a pretty good roll. You said fortitude?
No, Will.
Will, sir.
Well, there's a
way. Yeah, they don't. He doesn't appear to be affected.
Oh, boo. Alright, that's my round then.
Aww. Alright, I'm
smacking with my staff, apparently.
Azel. Azel.
He's still fixing your weapon.
I'm just gonna
And while I don't know what you're while you're debating on what you're doing, you hear please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Everyone can understand it. It's a common.
Why?
Because I can tell you what's going on.
Surrender. Lay down your weapon.
I'm just gonna
Well, right now I'm raging, so I really don't give two shits what he's saying. So right now I'm rolling to see if I give a shit.
Okay. I'm going to just... He doesn't know my gun's not. So I'm just going to hold the gun up and just be like, just saying, like, surrender.
Okay.
You're supposed to roll above, right?
Kneel.
For what?
For when you're trying to do, like, a wisdom
check. Oh, if you're just doing a standard save, like, second edition, you try to roll under what you have, for whatever you have. Whatever your whatever ability you're using.
Do whatever you think you'd do.
I'm pretty sure you can do what I'm thinking.
I feel like you'd bash his brains in. Whatever little brain you have.
What, so what did he say?
Basically, please don't kill me.
Fuck you, you stupid son of a bitch! Power attack!
I hope you hit. Please hit. Please don't be so mad at you miss.
Smack.
Oh. I hit a fly, but I hit the goddamn sprite.
Yeah, flanking.
Ace.
Oh, yeah, there's flanking.
AC 18.
That is
oh,
it.
No.
Yeah, that's definitely it. You'd have to roll. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to not kill him.
All right, so let's. 5, 8,
yeah,
then I did a power attack,
a,
so 10.
Yeah, you see like a pink mist. Like,
fuck you! I suck in the mist through my nostrils.
The snow sprays.
The
snow
sprays.
The snow
it's like,
spray
yeah.
With,
the
fae
is like coming in.
The fae blood.
Out of his nose. Like...
Alright.
Okay, I calm down. Right after that.
I searched the bodies.
And now I'm really winded.
Do I find a tiny bow for my tiny arrows?
You do. You do actually, in fact,
yes.
Find a small short bow.
You remember those little, like, toys that you had when you were a kid that would shoot at, like, little...
Yeah.
Discs?
Everything else?
Is there, like, do you make something
had,
like that for you tiny arrows?
18 arrows. Tiny arrows on each of the bodies.
How big are these bows? Like...
I gotta tell you though, there it's 1d3. If you were to actually shoot one of these.
No, they're just more novelty. I'm making like a diorama.
Yeah, that's not weird.
So that's what they look like.
yeah, so
what are you gonna
taxidermy
their bodies?
Yes.
Just a little touch. Little cutesy little pixies.
We can't see.
Zeresh just exploded into a mist. Fuck that thing.
Fuck that.
Hey, you
want to
skin this deer?
No.
Alright,
I really want you to.
I'm too tired right now.
Well, you also find a very, very short sword.
Alright, so what have they found so far?
Just tiny bow,
just
tiny arrows.
Tiny
short are you writing that down on your
maybe
a small short
bow. I just use a tiny
arrows.
Bow. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Two small short bows.
Shove them in
two
there.
Two small short arrows.
Kind of like a
shoot
small
shot.
You guys notice that the one that came off of
yeah.
The stag here
basically,
that blended in perfectly with his...
Packs of powder, and then you just
David
jump.
David was able to tell that it was not the stag
shooting.
Talking.
Yeah.
When, yeah
what was that?
It was luckily. David was able to tell with his really high roll that it
yeah.
Was not the stag actually talking.
It was
the little
and I gather everybody around, like, guys, if we can't trust one another, I was telling you, I saw this coming, but none of you guys did anything.
We just wanted to figure things out first.
God led you to a fucking trap that almost killed you.
She did. She was testing me. She was testing my
and
strength.
If not for Sarah Gray, you would be dead in the snow.
And
she would have revived me. Well, she sent you to me. You were here because of her.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, gods are awesome.
My God is an awesome God.
Awesome God. God.
And seeing that's probably a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Are we resting or are we just pausing it?
I guess technically you'd have to pause it.
Yeah, because we're in the
middle of the area. We don't really have time to rest, do we?
It's a good spot.
They didn't have anything else on them besides their equipment.
That's right. Unless you want to wear, like, their leather armor, it's like a wristband or something.
Their clothes is like a wristband.
I'm adding up the XP right now.
The two non-lethal things.
Unfortunately, I can't give you guys the XP for the spike log trap, considering you got set off.
Right. We stood far enough back. I mean, he doesn't deserve it, but we did.
Well, we sent our official trap finder.
Yeah, our chip finder.
No. His god sent us.
Yes.
So yeah. Technically, we should be praising Dresna for sending someone to us that could spring all the traps so they don't hit us.
So you guys joining my army to take back the Northlands?
I'm on the fence still. But
we'll
I'm,
see.
No,
we'll see how
I'm,
things
sorry,
go.
But one foot's off on the other side.
Who's your god?
Saren, right?
He's friends with
Dresna. What is it, the first level again? That's what we should
do.
We're already at first level.
I mean, second level's there.
In the next level.
It's like 2,000, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it's 2K.
Sure. Okay.
2K.
Okay.
If we're doing medium.
Yeah, we are doing medium. You guys get 650 experience points.
Yay.
We're level 3.
No. You're not far off from level 2.
650, you said?
Level 3. 650, yes.
Awesome.
Alright.
Pretty very well experienced from that battle.
Good job, team. Got a good team going.
Yeah, I hope you guys liked it. Like I said, this is the first part here is a ton of combat. I'm not going to get through this. It's weird.
And we'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.